Ready?
I guess I can get it going. Okay, so what is it? Call to order.
Mm-hmm.
Regularly scheduled meeting of the Meridian Development Corp. Kit's gonna see my full skills at running a meeting because this is what, second or third time I've had to do this. Start with roll call. Dave is out. Wheeler here. Steve.
Here.
Dan Bassalone. Tammy.
Here.
Mayor Tammy. Rob McCardwell.
Here.
Diane. Trig out. Kit.
Here.
Todd.
Here.
And Ashley.
Here.
And then do we have a motion to confirm the agenda?
So moved.
Seconded by anybody?
Second.
They're messing with you.
Trying to figure out what he moved.
And then we need a vote for the approve the consent agenda to approve the minutes of the June 24th
meeting. No. You still have to do the vote to confirm the agenda.
Yes. All, this is just a verbal, all in favor, aye, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Sounded like all ayes. I'm an aye as well. And then approve the consent agenda, and that one has a single vote. So that's approve the minutes for the 24th regular meeting, and then approve the June 29th administrator's report.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve.
Thank you.
Second, I authorize the chair to sign who attests.
Secretary, usually, yes. Unless they're not available, they're absent.
Cool. Let's do a roll call vote on that one. So, Dan.
Aye.
Tammy. Rob.
Aye.
Kit.
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. Steve.
Aye.
Consideration of approval of the request for proposal for the following properties: the Compass and Valley Regional Transit parking lot, the City of Meridian Community Center, and Centennial Park, and corresponding resolution 19-025. Todd, I figure this is where you talk a whole lot.
Okay. I'm trying not to talk a whole lot. So you have the RFP sent out. You have a hard copy in front of you. In a lot of ways, it's similar to the one that we just did, but there are some differences. I'll just kind of go through and hit some of the high points on the pages, but please just ask me if you have any questions. This is something that's kind of our combined staff have been working on with Cameron and the city's team and Ashley and I. But it's for a mixed-use project. As the agenda item said, it's for the property just over to the east of us, including the community center, Centennial Park, and our parking lot that, that VRT and Compass use currently. Similar language as far as a signature downtown project. We also have incorporated the use of the committee again. It has similar language as far as being an iconic signature mixed-use project, a first-class integrated mixed-use project, incorporating the community center. That's kind of the main difference in this one is we want that community center space included in the responses to the RFP. Let's see. It's also not limited to just the subject property. If they have other properties that they want to include, they can. They'll be considered. So that was kind of summarizing page two. And you've got the maps of the site and the utilities and the URA. We have the updated opportunity zone information. There's probably going to be some tweaks to that, some maybe a reduction a little bit. Some of those projects that are referenced aren't within the district. But that opportunity zone has been a draw to folks and as far as developing interest. Then on page 10, the note that we're willing to consider some public-private partnership regarding the subject property. and the need again for the community center space. The idea is they, you know, either build a separate building or they incorporate that into their existing building in the form of a condominiumized type unit that the city will ultimately own. And then the desire to replace the Centennial Park open space, but that doesn't have to be a one-for-one square foot replacement. It doesn't have to be green space, but we want to see some type of open space replacement that we can kind of evaluate to what extent we think it's sufficient. The guiding principles are very similar, if not almost the same as the previous one. Things like compliance with the comprehensive plan and other plans for both the city and MDC, and make sure they have a good, well-thought-out financial strategy and plan. On page 11, the two additional ones are the Parks and Recs Department, and I'll cover that at the end, but their programming needs. Right now, that's in a draft form, and as I said, I'll cover that at the end. But they've kind of put together a document that says, here's what our general needs are. And then we reference parking a little more heavily in N. And talk about our obligations to Compass and VRT to either incorporate some parking into that existing site. They don't have to. Our plan is to provide that under our obligation to them. But if they build some parking into it, that's probably a good thing from both our perspective and the city's perspective. Right now, we have listed Kelly with VRT because that property is kind of designated as a transit proposed type of development. I don't know if a hub is the right word, but so they can reach out to Kelly or Gretchen with the library if they want to work together on some of that. A reminder again that we're not supposed to be tearing down, according to the library's agreement, that property that they purchased, that building next to the Compass and BRT building, but maybe there's some opportunity to work together. We just need to confirm, and Caleb's on that as far as confirming with Kelly and VRT, they want to be listed in the RFP as a point of contact. The basis for selection, that's on page 12. This is it's mostly the same, but it's a little bit different than the previous one. The iconic signature mixed-use project is still number one, 10 points. Substantial economic benefit, we kind of combined two previous ones into one. That's things like stimulating the economic development and base and growth and property tax revenue. That's at 15 points. And then qualifications is strong at 20 points. They have the necessary experience and background to pull the project off. Their financial ability and timing is 4 at 10 points. Compliance with the vision and goals of both entities is 10 points at 5. And their commitment and detail and timeline is 6 for 10 points. And then upgrading inadequate public improvements, which incorporates the community center and the open space replacement, that's at 15 points. So that's a pretty strong factor. And then the last two are the same. Evaluate the parking. There shouldn't be a net loss. And then creativity and innovation. We included the opportunity for presentations. Again, that's kind of up to the committee and this body. Page 14, Cameron's the project representative again. And then I'll just kind of hit the timeline. That's the instructions are pretty similar, but our hope is to have City Council approve this version or some version next week. Your approval today.
22nd.
The what?
22nd.
Oh, the 22nd?
Yeah.
Okay. So not next week, 22nd. This approval gives staff and the chairman and the officers the opportunity to make some technical changes to it if we need to. But if there's substantial changes made by the city, then we'd have to bring that back to the board and you guys would take another look at it. We do anticipate some minor tweaks here and there, still tightening the language, particularly the programming part from the Parks Department. So that's a timeline for city approval. We're looking at hopefully getting it on the street a day or two after that, and then kind of looking at questions and pre-proposal due diligence kind of end of July, first part of August. The committee doing, or the due date for the RFP is the 27th of September. So it gives them about 2 months. And then the committee will do its work first part of October, hopefully with a decision or recommendation, kind of middle October decision by this board and city council end of October. Contracts and things put in place first part of November. Content is on page 16 is similar. Site plan, parking, building descriptions, financials. Again, two examples of previous projects that they've worked on that are similar, and describe your development team. And the proposals are good for 60 days. That's page 19. And then the new part is the last page. That's section 4. That's the community center programming that we'll incorporate into it. But some of the high points there, the Parks Department wants a street-level presence, so they're not stuck up on the second floor with kind of a sign. People, as they're walking by, can see it's the community center. But it can be multi-story. It doesn't have to occupy the whole first floor. They're looking for somewhere between 17 and 22,000 square feet. At this point, I think it mostly Tammy's direction, we're looking at 3.8 million in impact fees that can be applied from the city toward the community center.
And that's on the 17,000.
Yeah, that would be toward their construction costs for that community center. And then on the second page, you'll see kind of their rough square footages and types of rooms and things they're looking for in that community center.
Where does it call out the 3.8?
3.8 million is bottom of the first page on that draft.
Okay. 3.85.
And that is the RFP. There still may be a couple of tweaks to make and tightening the language and making a couple of typo corrections and things, but the draft is 98% there. We've talked a little bit about it, but part of the preliminary work putting this together was to talk to the individual city council members and kind of get their thoughts and input on the RFP and try to incorporate as much of that as we could into this. At one point, we talked about almost having like a pre-proposal meeting with city council and with MDC, perhaps. The challenge with that approach is keeping the cats kind of in the same direction. Yes. When you do those kind of things with staff, you have kind of set answers. Here's what we're going to do, and then you put that in an addendum. You have to have a majority of both this board and the city council to issue any additional directions as a result of that meeting, which could be challenging. At least some members of the council weren't necessarily excited about that approach, so we'll kind of see how we do it. We tried to do as much up front as we could in talking with the council members to get that incorporated instead of trying to do it in the middle. But there will be a pre-proposal conference with staff for the people that are interested to come and ask questions about is there any more detail on the community center, or what are you thinking about this or that, and then we'll issue an addendum to answer those questions that'll be approved by this board and the city council.
Todd, what were some of the issues that were raised by individual members? Have you had any feedback?
The open space. Include an open space request or requirement in it? I didn't bring my notes with me.
Let me see if I can pull it up.
was anything brought up about historical significance, one of the concerns we've always had downtown is how do you balance the progress with the history? Uh-huh. You know, because there is a lot of history downtown. And, you know, taking an area like Centennial Park, it looks to me, not having been around here for 30, 40 years, like it might have been one of the original little parks in this area.
And it's not even shown in destination downtown. Hold on, perspective.
There was a gazebo, I think it was not in that square block, but somewhere in that area. That was a gathering spot.
So I think that can be part of the their presentation. They recognize they're an old town. That's called out in our plan, in the city's plan, which incorporates some zoning and design aspects to it. So I would think, you know, they would try to incorporate something that's consistent just from an architectural standpoint. There were one council member felt like the previous process worked and was a little concerned about the committee kind of being maybe not given as much faith and credit on their recommendation as they felt was appropriate. There were a couple other council members that didn't like the last process but weren't particularly specific on things that were they felt were not handled like they would have liked. But I don't know, anything else?
Yeah, I think it was mostly trying to figure out the must-haves versus the maybes for the project and what people would like to see. Parking was a huge concern, making sure that there is something that is put in place to address parking for a project such as this. I sat in most of the meetings. We definitely have at least one no vote. We just know that going into this. Todd and I are going to attend the meeting on the 22nd. It sounds like they're wanting to do an executive session ahead of time, and I'm not sure the legality and how that's going to all fit. I'm leaving that to Bill and Ted to figure that out. But we'll be there to talk about the process again with the city council, walk through that with them, and then be able to answer any questions on MDC's behalf at that meeting. We are talking that we may need to just be prepared that this may not get approved in one city council meeting due to some of the concerns that were brought up in the individual meetings. This may be a little bit harder than the old city hall RFP. So we're just trying to look at the schedule and figure out where we can accommodate and where we'll have to start pushing timeframes back. There's interest, which is the good news. Apparently, word is on the street already that we're doing this RFP, and I've had a number of inquiries already as to when it will be issued and anything that I can tell them, which is not much, obviously, at this point. So there's excitement. I think with us getting the UP lease across the street, and we're going to have some conversations about the appraisals we received, executive committee's meeting next week to talk about those and to put a recommendation in front of this board at the next meeting. I think there's a lot that will be happening in that little area. So some good things are going to happen, I think.
My biggest concern was the community center, but the city has enough funds to offset costs. So somebody can make that thing pencil. If it ever gets to see the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
you're supposed to do a consideration of approval. So should I go ahead and have you read this?
Great. Okay, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is Resolution 19-025. This is a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the issuance of the request for proposals for development of a civic block property as part of a cooperative effort between the City of Meridian, authorizing any technical changes to the RFP, authorizing the officers and administrator to take all necessary action required to issue the RFP and implement this resolution and provide an effective date.
Chair?
Yeah.
I move that we approve resolution number 19-025 as read by council. The chair decided the secretary to attest. Is that right? It's been a while. I'll start with it.
All right. And then this is a roll call.
Well, little discussion.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. I just have a question. The project across street here is the Meridian, the Main project, or the Main or the Lofts. We have a lot of different names we use for it. Is there a name for this project? Is it like the Centennial Square project?
The Civic Block project is what we're talking about.
Civic Block. This is a lot of civic buildings.
This wasn't developed as part of any kind of marketing strategy at this point. It just was kind of the name that's evolved. Think, you know, as we go forward or they go forward, they can give it a name.
Okay. It's a civic block project at this point in time. Okay.
I'm pretty sure the developers will come up with something better.
That's their job.
I hope so, anyway.
I think it has a nice ring to it.
It won't be easy to process for you. That's the problem.
Well, maybe you can.
any more discussion? All right. Well, then let's go ahead and do a vote on this. Dan.
Aye.
Mayor Tammy.
Aye.
Rob.
Aye.
Kit. Motion passes, and on to city games. We have a few discussion items, so let's see here. Old Town Lofts update. Squires, you've got the next two, actually.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in your packet and forwarded also last night are the last two updates, weekly updates that we received from Pacific Companies. They're still reviewing their contractor bids. They are working on the vacation of utility easements. And the one thing that I don't have an update for is the status of the phase two for 703 property. So I haven't heard back on that status, but while it looks quiet over there, there's a lot of work that's being done behind the scenes at the moment. So that's the last I've heard I have for you all on that item. Any questions that I need to take back to Pacific Companies? And the last page of your packet are the upcoming committee meetings. The July 17th Property Committee, I poorly worded this, and I apologize. I was running on fumes last week after my dad was in the hospital, and I could have worded this a lot better. We're going to cancel the Property Committee next week, and what's going to happen in place of that is the Executive Committee is going to meet probably on the 18th. To discuss the appraisals that we have received from Haxton and talk about draft budget recommendations that we're going to be making to the board at our next meeting.
And anything for the council's report?
Just one item, Mr. Chairman. I did receive an email from Jeff Wardle. Legal counsel with Brighton and some of the 10 mile properties, and the development agreement that we approve and the owner participation agreement, I should say, that we approve with them, has some of the obligations that are put on the developer to comply with our plan, and there's some non-discrimination provisions and things in there. I guess one of the purchasers of a piece of the property has expressed some objection to that being included in the title report, and he wants to visit with me about that. So we'll visit today and see what their concerns are and see if we can address them or not. But I'll bring that. I don't know what they're concerned about. I haven't had a chance to talk to them yet, but so I'll talk to them and we'll have a conversation after I've had a chance to understand what their what the buyer's objection is. So.
Do you know if this is a restaurant pet site?
I don't know.
Just curious.
I don't know who is expressing the objection, but I'll talk to Mr. Wardle this morning.
Okay, that'll be interesting to hear about.
Yeah, I've never had anybody object to those.
Be a bird in the morning.
And then the visitor's report.
So, as you know, we have a lease with UP. Everything has been sent back in. We had some initial concerns back and forth on the insurance requirements. In terms of some of the requirements they were holding for us, they have waived those requirements. We received an email yesterday on the concerns that we had. So that is complete, and I'm just waiting on a signed copy back. He also mentioned in his email to us that whoever they were negotiating with on the property on Broadway and 3rd most likely is not moving forward. And so if it does not, they will be incorporating that into our lease as well. I did speak with Mike Cruz from ProBuild, and he is working with his team back in Denver to find out what's going on with their termination of their lease on Broadway and Main, because they do not want to carry that forward. So hopefully we're going to be able to get the whole block moving forward. At the next meeting, just making the assumption that we're not, as I mentioned last time, I'm getting a task order from Keller and Associates to do a survey of the portion that we do have, so that way we can at least start working on parking lot designs. So, good news. Good news.
UP's playing ball.
They are.
Ashley, at this point, do we have any kind of preliminary signed agreement in place with them? Any tentative agreement?
Well, we signed the lease agreement at the last board meeting, and so I've sent it back to them. So they needed our insurance requirements, so we've been able
but
to.
But they haven't signed anything.
Not yet. Okay. So we're just waiting on that to be sent back to us, and then basically all that does at that point is give us access to the property until we get their environmental conditions for the removal of the existing structures and what we would have to do.
I guess I just want to see their name on it.
Commissioner Bastelin, I do believe they were able to get their signed agreement back to the city and their lease fairly quickly, so I can't imagine why it would not be the same for us.
Are they interested in a PR release where we can actually make them sound like good neighbors?
I can ask that question.
Because we could do one that would make them sound really great.
I need to respond back to Michael today anyway, so I will... I'll talk about that.
Yeah, see if they're willing to get quoted in or something.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I just have one other question for Ashley. Without divulging any private conversations or anything like that, I noticed that you had a meeting with Bill Truax. Is 2.5 Street back in play? Yes, you know.
That was not the basis of our meeting.
That was my question. 2.5 Street.
I think the owners that have that are sitting on it. Like those guys out of.
No, they're here.
Any other questions? I think we can close the meeting then. We got to vote on that too, though, right?
Yes.
Motion to adjourn. Any public comment?
No.
Public comment.
No. I'm all done.
Okay.
about that one.
All right, all in favor?